Mo Brooks on US-Iran dust-up, no chance of this being World War III. By Jeff Poor on January 3, 2020. Friday during an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama radio's WVNN, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, dismissed the possibility of escalation to the point of World War III between the United States and Iran in the wake of a U.S. drone strike's successful kill of Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds military force. No chance of this being World War III, Brooks said. According to the Alabama Republican congressman, the potential for World War III would require nuclear exchanges, something of which Iran is not capable. This does not have the making of World War III, and the reason I say that is traditionally the concept of World War III has been nuclear exchanges, he continued. And as of now, Iran does not have either a delivery system or a nuclear warhead that we are aware of they can use to attack the United States of America or its neighbors. If you use the traditional definition of World War III, then those talking heads who are talking about this fight being World War III really talking with their mouths without their brain being properly engaged. Brooks also weighed the benefits of Soleimani's demise and urged listeners to keep in mind the real objectives of Iran's theocracy. It does hamper Iran's terrorist activities because you've taken out one of the leaders of Iran's terrorist activities, Brooks added. Long term, I don't think this is going to change what Iran does with respect to its neighbors and the terrorism that it's fostered in neighboring countries. I don't think it's going to change its goal of destroying Israel. The little Satan, as Iran calls it, and the United States of America, the great Satan, as Iran calls it. We in America better start understanding the religious motivation behind Iran's conduct, he continued. They see this as a long-term struggle for the extermination. They being Iran, for the extermination of Israel and the United States of America. In that context, no, this is not going to be anything more than a relatively small blip over a multi-decade period of time. As you see Iran's religiously motivated government continue to try to kill non-Muslims, in particular, Christians and Jews in America. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.